now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very good program. I think you're going to enjoy it. What do we talk about on this program? We talk about the most important things in life, and I talk about them from an enlightened perspective. You see, that's what we all need. We need to have an enlightened perspective. And as I do my studies and research, and as I, you know, go around, listen to the radio, read the newspapers, and so on, I can see that people today are very, very, very lost. Very, very lost. And what we need is some very good guidance. Now, there are plenty of well-meaning people out there, plenty of well-meaning people, but somehow we're not getting the kind of guidance that we need. And I have to say that, in my opinion, now this is my opinion, which, you know, you can take it or leave it, but in my opinion, the problem that we have, in more cases than not, has to do with our relationship with our Father. You know, as part of my research, I'm doing quite a bit of research, which I will tell you about later. But let's just say I'm doing a lot of research in the field of psychology. And one of the things that I do as part of my research, to bring myself up to snuff on what's happening nowadays, is I go to YouTube. And if you go to YouTube, you can get a lot of very good information there. And one of the things that I see is that a lot of people are taking drugs, stimulants, antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs, mood stabilizers, benzodiazepines. They're taking a lot of drugs. And I can see that a lot of people are having some problems with them. You know, they take one drug and then they have side effects, and then they take another drug to counter those side effects, and then another drug and another drug. And a lot of people are also having issues with withdrawal, trying to withdraw, for example, and having issues because of the side effects. But I ask myself, you know, I don't have anything to say about that. But I do have something to say about society in general. And what I have to say is, the question that I have is this. The question that came to me this morning, I was looking at a video about, it was by a young lady that is having all kinds of horrible physical symptoms. You know, the question comes up, where is her Father? You know, I can't help. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, 60 years old, a father myself. But that's the question that comes to my mind. Where is her Father? Why, how did she get herself into this bind? How did this happen? You know, if Father were there for her, if she had a good relationship with her Father, I dare say that she never would have gotten into this terrible bind in the first place. And so, ladies and gentlemen, maybe that would be a good topic for today's program. Let's talk a little bit about fathers. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking today about fathers. And I said that I, you know, when I go to YouTube to do my research, to see where people are at, to see what's happening, to see what some of their issues are. I see that a lot of them appear to be lost. A lot of them appear to have taken some wrong turns, followed some wrong advice, got themselves into various binds, and now they're seeking to find a way out of all the pain that they're having. It seems to be getting worse instead of getting better. And I wonder how this came to pass. And I remember a long time ago when I was working in a downtown office in San Francisco. There was a young lady there, and she was so smart and so together, and so what's the word to use? I can't think of the word to use for just really having her act together. One of the reasons was that she had a very good relationship with her father. She loved her father very much, and he was there for her. And she was a young businesswoman, very professional. Her father would come by from time to time, and they would go have lunch together. Very, very wonderful thing. And then, being a nice young lady and attractive, there would be suitors. There would be men who would, you know, ask her out. And then she would, you know, she was quite fussy. And I know that, I'm quite sure that she found a very nice man and got married. I'm sure she found someone that was like her father. Someone decent, and someone good, and someone who's there for her. But I remember that she would, you know, she wouldn't just settle for any old, you know, person with a pair of pants on. She wanted someone that was that had their act together, and who had some very good qualities. She was looking for good qualities. She was looking for someone like her father. Now, how is it that people, you know, that they go off to strangers? They have a little issue come up, and if father were there for them, you know, they could talk to father. The very fact that he's there, that he exists. There was a very beautiful line. I think it was Noel Coward who wrote plays, a playwright, English playwright. And he said, this was many, many years ago, but he said that, he said, I don't want to live in a world where there is no England. That expressed his love and his great respect for England. He says, I don't want to live in the world where there's no England. See, the very fact that it gave him hope, just knowing that there is an England, see. So if somebody has a very good father who's there for them, then that will, for the most part, in my opinion, that will preclude most of the problems that would come along. And then everybody has their little ups and downs and their little, you know, as we go through life, we have to go through these little ups and downs because that's part of life. And we, you know, we learn from them and we grow from them and we grow out of them and we mature. And you know, it's all part of life. Young people, you know, they'll date someone and then they'll break up and then they'll wonder, you know, will I ever meet the right person and what am I going to do and what career am I going to have and where am I going to go to school and I don't like this job and will I ever find a good job? You know, these are all, it's all part of life. See? But for some reason, it seems like these young people, you know, they overreacted a little bit to some issue. If father had been there for them, see, they could have discussed it with father. But he wasn't there for them. Somehow they had been taught from the time they were little, from the time they were in school, see, to look to the world for answers, to go to some expert, to go to some stranger. See? Some stranger that, you know, you sit, you go to the stranger's office and talk to him for 5 minutes. See? And then he diagnoses or says what's wrong with you after having talked to you for 5 minutes. See? Well, why would we want to go to strangers? See? So if we're going to strangers, that means that there's a lack somehow in the, excuse me, I bumped my glasses on the table. That means there's a lack somehow in the availability of loving, wise guidance for us. We need people around us, especially when we're young people. We need people that have wisdom, that have understanding, that have common sense. See, that have and that have love. And so they can guide, they can offer proper guidance to us. But if they're not there for us in some way, see a lot of young people, I'll get into fathers in just a moment. But you know, a lot of young people have a lot of friends around them and acquaintances, but they're just like them. See, I'll never forget one time, long time ago, I heard this man who had been diagnosed with a mental illness, probably schizophrenia, I imagine. And he said, the people who understand can't help, see. And then those people who could help, they don't understand. See, well, that's true. But the other thing is we have people around us that are just like us. They're lost too. They're looking for guidance too, see. And so we have all these people that are kind of lost and kind of looking for, you know, so where is the mature guidance in our society? Where is it? Where are the fathers? See, where are the good uncles and the good grandfathers? See, that are stable and solid and well-grounded and have love and have understanding and have wisdom and long-suffering and patience. Where are these noble fathers? If they were there, there'd be much, 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 much fewer problems. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph
of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show, and yes, I do have some guidance here. It would be nice if someone listening to my program would see that what I'm saying is true, and that it would be good for them to hear it. See, it's good for people to hear it. It's good for people to know. The very fact that I say that human beings, ought to mature to become very noble, very gracious, very wise, thoughtful. That's what we're supposed to be. See, human beings are not risen apes. Human beings are not risen apes. We are a fallen race. See, so we fall. We're all born in this fallen condition. Okay, we can't help that, and we're born to parents who themselves are misguided and lost, and no one ever really loved them, and so they may do the best they can. See, they may be decent, but something's missing, something's lacking. We go out in the world looking for love. Instead of love, we find use and abuse. See, and then as a substitute for love, as a substitute for understanding, some people acquire gobs of knowledge, facts, figures, and formulas, and they have degrees, but they don't have understanding. And so they apply that knowledge in a lopsided way, in an arbitrary way, and it makes things worse. See, love is the answer. I'm not saying that, see, knowledge is fine. See, knowledge is a good thing, is good, see, if it has understanding with it. See, if you have understanding, and then the knowledge flows from that understanding, it's very, very, very good. Very good thing. I think it was Hippocrates. I think Hippocrates, he said something along these lines. He said if the patient could believe in the goodness of the doctor, he might yet recover. If he could believe in the goodness of the doctor, see? So, it's okay to be a teacher, to be a doctor, to be a pharmacist, to be an engineer, see, to be a counselor or an accountant or an auto mechanic, see, it's good. A plumber, an electrician, knowledge is good. But if you have to have understanding with it, understanding, okay? All right. Before we run out of time, let me say a couple of words. Maybe, let's see, how can I say this? Maybe I can read something from a recent article that I wrote. Yes, I wrote an interesting article called Recovery from Trauma, Distressed States, and Psychic Vulnerability Through Forgiveness. Recovery from Trauma, Distressed States, and Psychic Vulnerability Through Forgiveness. So what we'll do is we'll listen to this very important announcement, and after that I will share a little something that I wrote about forgiveness. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. The program is, of course, Ask Roland. And I have some resources at my website. Later, the announcer will tell you how to go to my website and access some of the free resources that we have there. We have a very beautiful meditation. And we have some articles. And I have some books that you can actually, a couple of them, you can actually read the whole book online. Very, very good. But listen to what I had to say in this article. It said, you can probably see that the basis of your problems goes even deeper than drugs, voices, or negative emotions. It goes back to resentment toward others who used or abused you. Hatred and resentment were the beginning of your downward slide. See, let me add parenthetically here that you see, ladies and gentlemen, we all had, I'd say 99% of us had, well, maybe our father wasn't there for us. When we were growing up, people didn't have wisdom and understanding to guide us properly. So we made some mistakes, a lot of mistakes. But we may yet be, we can recover. We can be restored. We can lay aside the baggage of the past and move forward, see, to wholeness and to joy and to all the good things. But it hinges on forgiveness. It hinges on forgiveness. Okay? Now let me continue. But the cause is even deeper. It undoubtedly has something to do with your relationship with your father. Had your father been there for you, and had he had a very special agape, emotionless love, he would have kept you safe and shielded you from the bad things that happened to you. If he had had wisdom, he would have seen the dangers that you could not see. His strength and his love would have kept you safe until you were old enough and mature enough to choose wisely on your own. But your father was not there for you, and for this you resented him. And this resentment was also a roundabout way of resenting and doubting God. In this article, I have discussed traumatically induced mental states that make us vulnerable to negative thoughts and emotions. I pointed out that in this state of mind, we become vulnerable to negative suggestions and torment, and how we tend to mistake the voices for our very own thinking. But I could easily point to many other issues that people struggle with, everything from eating disorders, low self-esteem, relationship issues, and on and on. I could show how they all basically originate in trauma. The trauma of resenting our father. Some of us had a rotten dad who was an abusive alcoholic or who was violent, for example. We could readily see that we hated him. But others of us had a dad who was decent, but sort of weak. He may have been a nice guy, and some of us cannot see how we resented him. But if a person has significant issues in their life, it is almost guaranteed that they resented their dad. You see, a weak dad, one who is woman-centered and who is a people-pleaser, does not have the kind of strength, wisdom, and the Moses-like qualities that his family needs to save them from succumbing to worldly influences. And for this betrayal, for having failed to protect our innocence and our simple faith, at some deep, unplumbed level, we resent him. Others of us do not even know who our dad is. Or if we do know who he is, then he wasn't there for us. Yes, it is possible and likely that we resented a father who we don't even know who he is. I dwell on this because of its importance. Hatred of father is the primal trauma. Hate is a trauma which harms all, and hatred of father is the most subtle and harmful of all. This is because Father stands in for God. And when we resent our Father, this resentment comes between us and God. Recovery, regardless of what your present issues or afflictions may be, depends on seeing, acknowledging, and letting go of your resentment toward your dead. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. Recovery, regardless of what your present issues or afflictions may be, depends on seeing, acknowledging, and letting go of your resentment towards your dead. When you forgive your earthly father, then your heavenly father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive your earthly father, your heavenly father will not forgive you. A restored right relationship with God will lead to every good thing you have ever hoped for, including renewed joy and purpose in life. I'm reading from an article I wrote, a very, very wonderful article. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please visit the site, check out our meditation, read some of the material that we have there, and I think it'll be very helpful to you. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.